We crammed as many of the 11,173 people that were in the crowd tonight into this lounge for you.
Yeah, it's packed.
It is packed. It reminds me of last year when some guy named Bedard was here, and it was like this as well during the first round of the playoffs. Tonight rivaled that. What was it like out there to play, especially to start the game with the kind of support that you had?
Yeah, it was electric. It's such a fun barn when we get fans like that. And we had the jump right from the start because of the energy in here, so it's tons of fun.
You had jump from the start. The third period, we could probably say not much about. It wasn't great, but your Oaks scored the overtime winner. Tell me the play from your perspective.
Yeah, just saw Suze had possession of it, and he's really good at controlling it up high and confusing their forwards who are trying to defend him, and tried to just get lost up there in the high ice, and when I saw Molly get it, just popped to some space and called for it, and luckily he heard me and made a good pass.
Yeah, he made a great pass. He made a great shot against a goaltender who you guys have had some trouble beating. I mean, there was a regular season game where you jumped out to a big lead and they came back and you couldn't score on him. Is that just something that's difficult because you change goaltenders in midstream like that?
I don't know. I think it's more of a momentum thing than the goalie himself. I think we can score on anyone. And I think whoever they start, we can beat.
Okay. Adam?
Yeah, speaking of momentum, obviously the third period is what it is, but just the reset you guys had, obviously they tie the game, that's their push, but just the reset you guys had and every overtime you guys play, it's you're not changing anything and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're a huge momentum team. You saw the goals go right to, guy like Matejczuk, Savoy, Ferkus goes right to their legs, and they're not tired anymore, right, when they're rolling, they're scoring. So want to limit that. But then, overtime was a good reset. We kind of just take a breath, calm down. We're a good team, and we'd take this spot any day, so let's go do it.
I think you play with Alex Suslev. It kind of changes depending on where you are in the game, but just what can you say about him and him as a player and just how unbelievable it is to play with him?
Yeah, he had a great game tonight. He's been really good the last couple games for us, working hard. And when he's moving his feet and competing, he's got so much skill that he's able to make stuff happen. So I love playing with Suze for sure.
This is like a Team Canada reunion from the World Juniors this year. You were the captain playing for Canada. Tanner Molendijk was on the team on their side. There's four guys, Savoy, Ferkus, Jaeger, Matejczuk. What's being said out there between you guys, or is it just all business right now?
Yeah, not a lot, maybe two or three words, honestly, all series so far between us. But creates really good competition. They're unbelievable players.
And the respect level is there. You have to be respectful of what they can bring. Anybody who thinks it's going to be easy against them really doesn't know what the heck they're talking about because of just how good that group is.
Yeah, you give Ferkus a shot in the slot, like it's almost like a 50% chance it's going in. It's crazy. They got unreal talent, so you got to really respect it, like you said.
How do you go about making sure you finish this off in Game 6 on Sunday?
Just play our game desperately the whole time and don't let off for a second. Just really, really want it, and we got a couple chances, but we want to do it on Sunday for sure and leave everything out there.
Are you allowed to take that with you?
I'll leave it for now. I'll get one after we win on Sunday.
There you go. All right. Fraser, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Fraser Minton of the Saskatoon Blades.